This broadcast of Rhythms and Views on WCLV 95.5 is brought to you by the Ohio Broach and Machine Company, Northeast Ohio's premier broaching facility.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views with Carl Topolo, brought to you tonight by Ohio Broach and Machinery Company. I'm Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops, and tonight's program features the music from the swing era. The Cleveland Pops will be presenting its fourth annual New Year's Eve concert entitled Swing Into the Millennium. This will be held at the Allen Theater. We'll be giving away tickets to this concert at the end of our show, so please stay tuned. To start our program, let's hear the Cleveland Pops Orchestra under my direction in music from our New Year's Eve concert of 1997. This is Caravan by Duke Ellington. You've heard the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, conducted by yours truly, Carl Topolo, in Caravan by Duke Ellington. The 1930s saw the emergence of the great swing bands, instrumentalists like clarinetists Benny Goodman, Woody Herman, and Artie Shaw, saxophonist Jimmy Dorsey and his brother trombonist Tommy Dorsey, trombonist Glenn Miller and drummer Gene Krupa were just a few of the great players who led their big bands into a new era of music. Pianist Duke Ellington's band led the way from swing to bebop. Let's listen now to the Glenn Miller Band in Stompin' at the Savoy.
Thank you.
That was the Glenn Miller Band in Stompin' at the Savoy. I like to have a lot of fun with swing music, and here's a somewhat interesting rendition of Pennsylvania 65,000, which I did with audience participation, the National Repertory Orchestra, live from Breckenridge, Colorado, summer of 1999.
One, two, one, two, three, and...
That was Pennsylvania 65,000. Carl Topolo, that's me, with the National Repertory Orchestra live, Breckenridge, Colorado, summer of 1999. We'll be back in just a moment. The late 1990s has seen a tremendous resurgence of swing music and swing dance. Clubs featuring swing nights are now found all over the country. Just a few weeks ago, I was asked to participate as a judge in a swing dance contest in downtown Cleveland. I was really heartened to see young people dancing to songs like Blue Skies and In the Mood. Joel Plies and Valerie Sahlstrom of Get Hep Swing are championship swing dancers who have performed with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. They'll be with us also on New Year's Eve at the Allen Theater, dancing to Opus 1, Sing Sing Sing, and the Charleston. We are happy to have with us by phone Joel Plies. Nice to have you with us, Joel.
Hi, Carl. Thanks.
Joel, to what do you attribute this renewed interest in swing music?
I think it's just the sound of live music and the fact that I think people are getting back to the enjoyment of dancing with another person. For a while there, it became what I like to call a singular dance mode, with the way the music was and the way the dancing in the clubs were. And I think people are realizing again how much fun it is to dance with a partner and to dance as a couple to this great music we call swing music.
And what are the dances that are being done these days?
Well, we've got some East Coast swing, or jitterbug as most people remember it as. There's the Lindy Hop that was the original dance in the late 20s in the Savoy Ballroom that's gaining popularity, as well as some swing line dances such as the Shim Sham or the Jitterbug Stroll, and even some 50s line dances like the Madison pop in once in a while at some of the clubs.
That's great. Joel, how much of this is being done to live music as opposed to tape?
Well, currently it seems like a majority of the clubs and the venues are going with a DJ, but you cannot substitute live music. And it's always a special event when you're able to dance to live musicians, whether it's a 5-piece band or a 17-piece orchestra or the Cleveland Pops, which would be the best, of course.
Thanks so much, Joel. We look forward to seeing you on New Year's Eve.
Great, thank you.
That was Joel Plies of Get Hep Swing, who will be performing along with Valerie Sahlstrom on New Year's Eve with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. No one did more for swing music than the king of swing himself, Benny Goodman. Here's a somewhat abbreviated version of Benny Goodman in that classic of the swing era, Sing, Sing, Sing.
Thank you.
was the king of swing, Benny Goodman, in Sing, Sing, Sing. Benny Goodman had a tremendous influence on jazz and swing music. Eddie Daniels, in my opinion, the greatest living jazz clarinetist, performs on a very special album entitled Benny Rides Again. Let's listen to his version of Sing, Sing, Sing. Gary Burton is the excellent vibraphone player. Wow. That was Eddie Daniels, clarinetist, and Gary Burton, vibraphonist in Sing, Sing, Sing. You know, I've had occasion to conduct and also play with Eddie Daniels, and being on the same stage with that guy is really an awe-inspiring experience. He's really something else. Let's take a break. Controversial clarinetist Artie Shaw has recently been seen on the comeback trail. One of the innovations of Artie Shaw was that he added strings to his band. Let's listen to his concerto for clarinet. The orchestra is the National Repertory Orchestra, and that's me on clarinet. Well, that was me, Carl Topolo, with the National Repertory Orchestra at 9,603 feet, performing the concerto by Arthur Orshovsky, better known as Artie Shaw. We have a very easy quiz this time we'd like to do. All you need to do is be the first caller to tell us, what instrument did Harry James play? And you win two free tickets to the New Year's Eve celebration of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra at the Allen Theater. 1-800-343-WCLV. 1-800-343-9258. Let's listen to Tuxedo Junction while we're taking the calls. I think Albert has a winner already, so just give us a second to get the name, and we'll be right back after a moment. Congratulations to our winners. They've won two free tickets to the New Year's Eve celebration of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra at the Allen Theater. Harry James indeed played the trumpet. Tune in again, same time, same station next week for another Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. We'll have a special show on the music of John Williams. I'm Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, suggesting you take time from your busy life to stop and listen to the music. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra Rhythms and Views with Carl Topolo, brought to you by the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. I'm Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, and tonight's program features the music of the great film composer John Williams. The Cleveland Pops will be presenting its fourth annual New Year's Eve concert at the Allen Theater. We'll be giving away tickets to this concert at the end of our show, so please stay tuned. To start our program, let's hear the Cleveland Pops Orchestra under my direction, in music from our New Year's Eve concert of 1998. Here's the march from the Raiders of the Lost Ark, written by tonight's featured composer, John Williams. Thank you. You've heard the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, conducted by Carl Topolo, and the March from the Raiders of the Lost Ark, written by John Williams. John Williams was born in Flushing, New York in 1932. He moved to Los Angeles with his family in 1948 and studied composition and arranging. Later, he studied piano at the Juilliard School of Music. In his long and distinguished career, he has received more than 25 Oscar nominations. Although John Williams is best known for his music from Star Wars, Jaws, Superman, Indiana Jones, he has also written music to dramas such as Schindler's List, Nixon, JFK, Saving Private Ryan, Empire of the Sun. He has the uncanny ability to create the perfect atmosphere for the screen without distracting from the action. However, when the listener experiences the music away from the screen, the music takes on a life of its own. The sadness and tragedy of Born on the Fourth of July is brilliantly recreated in his intense score, which features a solo trumpet and string orchestra. Let's fade into the closing titles from Born on the Fourth of July, music composed and conducted by John Williams. Tim Morrison is the trumpeter. That was the closing titles from Born on the Fourth of July, music composed and conducted by John Williams with trumpeter Tim Morrison. Let's pause for a short break.